It's legend, bring them sounds at one time.
Tavares Jordan.
Yeah. That live forever shit.
95 Air Maxes, I'm a dope runner. See the big body, that just means Joe coming. And your new bitch, nigga, that's my old woman. You ain't let me hold nothing, now you wanna hold something. 95 Air Maxes, I'm a dope runner. See the big body, that just means Joe coming. And your new bitch, nigga, that's my old woman.
I'd like to welcome you to the world's motherfuckers greatest podcast in the
world.
Okay.
Y'all was gonna do something.
Well, thank you for being there with me, even though you weren't there with me.
I was considering.
But thank you. You know, it's a lot going on in the world. Normally when I say that, it don't be that much going on in the world, but there's a lot going on in the world today. Rest in peace, OJ, my nigga dead. Shit crazy. OJ
that's,
died.
That's the thing gonna rock in your world right now.
I'm just saying.
No
Diddy. I guess he's the diddler, huh?
Mm-hmm.
you know, OJ. Listen, I have said it on Wax before that I feel like OJ is one of like the top three Americans of all time. He is a.
He ran for 2,000 yards in a 14-game season.
He is one of the most polarizing people of the 20th century, like, just in general. Like, take away race or whatever, just as a person, his kind of life story is a very interesting and unique one. And, you know, OJ, listen, he is literally, he did the one thing in America that they say that people can't get away with.
Killing a white woman.
Not just killing a white woman. Killing a white woman as a black man. Yeah. Plenty of people have killed white women before and got away with it. Not so many.
I mean, I thought the as a black man part was.
No, but that's the crux of it. And I want to make it very clear. OJ was never convicted of murder. So him killing a white woman is conjecture. And things that we have decided on. And I also find that interesting because we'll decide that, all right, screw the law, screw justice with certain things because we just are just adamant that we know and that, hey, it is what it is. And the other things, people will literally look at you in the face and be like, how can you say that? This, like, George Zimmerman, he's a murderer, right? Like, everyone, we're all cool with that. Like, no, I don't want to hear no, are you...
When you say we're all cool with that...
Like, everybody is okay with saying that publicly as the default.
He's a murderer.
Not he did self... Like, none of this, okay. Like, he's a murderer. Because that's the thing. The idea of self-defense, whether we want to admit or not, says that the murder is justification for the murder. Is it not? Because you wouldn't have to say it was self-defense. If murder wasn't a thing that we consider bad, like, murder is never something that everybody is like, is okay, are they? Unless...
It's justifiable.
Someone can prove that, hey, mostly all the time we say murder is okay if we're like, someone's trying to murder you. And that's why self-defense is always a cockamamie excuse people like to throw out there because... All right, well, now the killing is not as bad because, well, he may or they or she may have killed you, so what other recourse do you have? Which I agree with. Like, I'm not a murder type of cat, but if we're going to do that, like...
I'm not a murder type of cat.
I mean, some guys be with the murder. Some guys are like, yo, bang, bang, shoot him up. Like, I'm not with that. Maybe a little shank, shank, depending on what type of the... What part of the Atlantic you live on?
There's manslaughter and things.
But once again, like, how do we get to manslaughter? You get manslaughter if what?
Intent.
All right, perfect. So, like, vehicular manslaughter, it's a different bag. Like, were you reckless with your driving? Or were you trying to do some wild shit, and in the process of doing wild shit, someone died? Because niggas be chasing niggas on the road. Race cars? Niggas be racing and then hitting, like, that's like far V8s. Different than being in a car crash in which someone dies. Yeah. It's a far different thing. Like, no one is gonna be like, oh, you're a murderer. No, did someone die? Yes. Were you maybe at fault? Okay. Man, listen, maybe the insurance company says yes or no.
That's where insurance should decide.
But are you responsible for the murder? I would not say, I would say no. I would say that's cockamamie. But you know what I will say you are? If someone flicked you off on the road, you decided, oh, all right, fuck you, and I'm going to now chase them, and in chasing, you clip them, and their car goes tumbling.
Charles, that's not what I said.
Nah, I can say. Now, did you maybe mean to? No, maybe when you were driving like a dickhead chasing them.
Charles, that is homicide.
Exactly. You see how we can clearly state that.
Nah, that is. You had intent for this nigga to get hurt, bro.
Well, that's
the level of hurt that it is.
Exactly.
Like, Allah knows best. But you intended for this person to get hurt.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't take it to homicide personally. That's a bit.
But they gonna take it. You can't control that, though.
I mean, yes. Listen.
You in a vehicle.
If you got an overzealous prosecutor, for sure. But, yeah. But, like, you didn't just say, yeah, I want to kill this person.
Charles,
you said.
The words Charles said.
Yeah, someone flipped you off. Yes.
I clip you.
Well, not.
Your car, I'm sorry. Not I clipped you.
You chase them, and in the pursuit of chasing them, you hit them.
Yeah,
whatever. Okay. And
if you hit them, they still can get that
offense. That's what I'm saying. Like,
and then that's not manslaughter no more. That's definitely a homicide. Like, you get one of the murder jumps. You probably like murder too, but you get the murder jump.
See, all I'm saying is that we got big brains as humans, and we can understand the clear difference. In these things.
Yeah. Because if I did that and I was like, I meant to do that. Like,
and that's all I'm saying. I know the OJ guy that started is here, but
you never wanted to pit maneuver somebody? Like, I'd be wanting to do it. I'm not
going
to do it.
For what?
I just feel like, you know,
every time I'm in a car, I think of the worst things that can happen.
I think of that as well.
Like, I watched so much Final Destination.
Because for one, you pit maneuver somebody, they don't know how to maneuver out of the pit maneuver. So now they just did a fake J turn, and they don't know what to do.
So now they
oversteering, snap the steering column. The car is now.
Bro, these are niggas think this shit is GTA. This is real life, bro.
Like,
bro,
now you got something going 60 miles an hour controlling itself.
When your car flips over, it's not. This is not. We're not gonna start over.
We're not gonna start over from the top.
You don't start over from the top. Like, when those glass you've had your window shattered before. This is not a small thing. This is not some shit that, like, you go to, like, the place and it takes 2 minutes. No, like, this is a whole endeavor. And niggas
pit, like, this would be fun. Like, let me not say.
It'd be fun.
I'm not trying to, like, hurt somebody, but, like you know, niggas be doing, like, them fake driving courses and shit. I would love to just.
That's a difference.
I would love to pit, just to say I've done it.
Yes, that's a, there's a.
But I thought I was watching.
So you want to be a fed?
Nah, I was deep into the I was deep into like a car chase YouTube rabbit hole, and I seen the Texas niggas just did terrible pits, and I was like, I would love to just be like,
I would like to know how to execute a J type of shit.
I mean, hit a nigga. You know what I mean?
Hit a nigga
in the pit. The pit.
Yeah, niggas watch less TV.
J tells me you're going reverse and then flip the car back into the jump.
That sounds wild too.
Also, shifting gears seamlessly without falling the train.
I love how OJ got us to doing pits.
Manslaughter.
Allegedly.
Well, nah. What was funny to me was the funny thing to me was you're saying OJ did the thing that, you know, people can't do, which would be a black man killing a white woman. But then you said he didn't kill her. So it's just like, what are you saying, bro?
That's what they said he did.
I mean, hey.
I didn't say he did it. No. OJ was acquitted. Okay. I didn't say OJ did.
That's the quote.
Glove didn't fit.
Man. I never said that. Niggas said he didn't take his off riders, but I said, I was like, oh, y'all niggas coping hard. I said, oh, y'all niggas coping hard.
The glove didn't fit. We saw it.
Let that man try on a glove
with a glove. Nah, man. The OJ shit. The OJ shit crazy just because, like, you could tell niggas
that
is super.
Show was elite.
Super racist.
Jones Cuban. Yeah, show was elite, bro. And I feel like they had another Jones too at the same time.
Yeah, Jones was elite. Bro, that's what I'm saying. That nigga was super polarizing. Like,
he was elite.
Bro, your man was like the first athlete turned, like, first media. Media guy, like real big, like that was
the
his 30 thing,
for 30, Joe.
Bro. The Ezra,
that whatever day, that yeah, that one day was that
day
shit,
in what was
like
it,
94? Nah,
yeah,
that
the, shit was, the finals, bro. They cut in from the NBA on. Finals to the chase, bro.
And it was like game 7 of the NHL,
there was a lot going on that day,
bro.
It
was like, it's like so much shit,
shit.
Yeah.
Was
bro.
A lot going on.
My thing is that, like, OJ, like I said, no matter what you think of OJ, the
I don't got much fun.
Person. Yeah, listen. Person. My thing is that OJ, he's so polarizing because that one thing he did encompasses a lot of how people feel about this country. So the race, the celeb, the money, you know, there's the athlete. There's a lot of things that he himself represents or was part of representing that case makes so many people like... Bros, niggas, I think, what was the comedian? It was one of these comedians on Twitter who was like, oh, ask your boss for a raise, white people happy as shit today. And it's like, yo, like, the idea that, oh, like, that was a L for, like, white. Like, think about that concept. Like, some dude gets off on his criminal case is a L for your race. Why? How many times have people have no one do white people bemoan the fact that Emmett Till's murderers got off? No,
shorty that lied about it.
But for some reason, the OJ, and listen, I'm the first person to be like, who cares about white people? Don't compare. But it seems very, very weird that in a country where violence is very prevalent, to be like, oh, this is the violence where I have to draw. Bro, the people who killed Ahmaud Arbery were literally going to get off if it wasn't for reporters and people, the public seeing it and being like, whoa, you can't kill this person like that. Yeah. Yo, if we had footage of OJ doing it, ain't nobody going to be like, OJ, well, nigga would have went to jail. Like, and that's the thing that I think kind of, not obsess me, but it's like, bro, be real and be serious with yourself. The whole point of the legal system in this country is to be able to try to get off. Mm-hmm. It's never about what is right, what is wrong.
Innocent to prove guilty,
bro, the whole idea is find a way to prove that you are not guilty. He found a way. Like, you don't have to like it. You don't have to agree with it, bro. When George Zimmerman got off, was niggas happy that he got off? No, but he had a, and that's the thing. White people are so funny. They're like, oh, well, he admitted. He said self-defense. Bro, ain't no fucking admitted. You murdered somebody. That's what you did. Game is game. OJ just, and that's the thing. OJ's such a troll. I think that's the thing. Like, he wrote the book, If I Murdered. He did those he did all those things. And I think people don't like that. People know, people find that unbecoming.
People did a lot of shit for the money.
People think that even if you have did something like that or are accused, that you should be humble, that you should be you should go into solace, you should be quiet. OJ said, fuck that. He said, why should I?
I've been lit. I'm still going
to
be lit.
He said, I didn't do it. Like, that was his whole point. Like, oh, you guys are not about to confine me to I did it status. No, I didn't do it. So I'm going to. Now, is that uncouth? Could he have? For sure. But listen, a lot of shit is uncouth, bro. There's a man currently who's been sued for $1 billion because he told a bunch of people that their children did not die. He said it's a hoax. He said their murder just did it. That's very uncouth. This man make TV shows.
Nigga was doing it for almost a decade.
Make TV show. When time and time again, these people said, please stop. He said, nah, that shit
started,
fake. Yeah.
He actually started that whole
y'all lying.
Rumor.
Ain't nobody really kill y'all. That's very uncouth.
Alex Jones is who we're talking
about. There's a Venn diagram of people who are like, fuck OJ, who are like, let Alex Jones be free. Why y'all suing him for all that money? And that overlap is very, very interesting. That's all I'm going to say.
Why would y'all bankrupt the man?
Why would you? Like, what do you mean? Like, what is it Uchi Wally or One Mike? So
say my child did not die.
Here's my thing. If we're gonna do this whole we all Americans and we should all have this standard of what's right and what's wrong, then let's do it. Like, let's not be like, oh, now because it's the black guy, we wanna hold people. Like, that's the only reason why I feel niggas sometimes when they be bemoaning like the race shit. Cause it's like, bro, if everybody's an American, treat everybody like an American, bro. If we a corrupt ass nation and we a nation who do this and that, and if you got money and you can get over, let niggas do that. But if we're not a nation where justice is, then justice for all of us, not just some of us. But when you say that, people act like you act like some like Nobel Peace Prize shit. Like what? Like oh, so you want to commit crime? Like no, right. Nobody wants to commit crimes. People want to act, and then when you say that, people be like, well, you know, that's not reality. Then if that's not
what we talking
then
about,
if that's not reality, then why do you care that I have this cockamamie idea that one black dude got away with something? Take it on the chin, motherfucker.
Nigga, one, just one.
It can't be both ways to me.
Y'all made soap out of one of them.
It just can't be both ways to me. It can't
that
be.
Ass made soap out it can't of
be. It can't be moral. Be this. Be that. The soap out of Nat Turner is crazy. I'm not gonna lie. Like I felt that way, but it's just like
wow.
OJ. Like if we wasn't.
Nah,
good,
my bad. My
if you do buzzwords, OJ Simpson and Nat Turner like coming in like 30 seconds of each other is crazy.
Yeah, that shouldn't do that. That shouldn't happen.
I'm just saying. But that gets me to a point. OJ wasn't no revolutionary. And I will admit to that. I will contest or you see, that's what I'm saying. I will agree to any point that people who actually are get upset about the idea that you know, what he did, like people use what he did as some sort of like stick it to the system. I get it. That's just whack. Cause that's like people say OJ wasn't black. He was OJ.
Okay.
Listen. Nobody is denying the fact, but a lot of people don't be with the causes that they with. They just end up finding themselves in the midst of it, having to represent it. No disrespect to Bob and Ali. He wasn't trying to be Ox save the world. He happened to be in a position where he's the heavyweight champion of the world, and he has reverted.
Ain't no beer con call me nigga.
And now, because of many of factors that are colluding or around him, he now is in a very particular place in time where he is seen as not just a boxer, but an activist, a this, a that.
He didn't ask for the
same shit that millions of other people who believe in the same thing he believed in were doing with just fine with no fanfare. But for him it was different. So like I don't think sometimes it's fair to be like, oh, this is what somebody did.
And they strip his title and like all that, $1 million or something.
And once again, we do a lot of projecting of what we believe for others. So like you said, he got stripped. He lost all this money. A lot of people said, shit, I couldn't do that. Or shit, that's what I would have did, and now that's what we get. We get people projecting their beliefs, their ideologies on this man, and now what he did is either good or bad. It's crazy or not crazy. It's this or that.
As a Muslim, bro, strip my titles, lock me up, all that extra. I don't really know if I'm gonna deal with that, but it happened to happen. I'm just gonna flat out make a decision the way Ark did. That's bad.
See what I'm saying? Everyone has their, that's how. And once again, and then people do all their feelings about it, and we keep it pushing. But rest in peace. You know, maybe it's power, maybe it's peace, maybe it's piss. But however, the RIP for Orenthal for you is, it's gonna be a piece for me. So, see you on the other side, Orenthal. Yeah, what you think? You think I'm going where Orenthal went? You looked at me like I when I said see you on the other side. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So. This is where the real cop.
Only one person know where he going. So and there ain't nobody in this room.
Niggas. Yeah. But it's good to speculate. Okay. So. So.
I mean, we going off the Earth record. Hey.
Come on, buddy. We have decided many of people have gone to heaven, and so if we can decide that,
Hitler, he's gonna get mad by them 70,000.
Yeah, he's never. Nowhere. But here's the thing: we have to stop using Hitler. Like, we can find other people who are
saying that because we Charles.
I mean, I know what we're watching now, but this is World War One. He's not even gangster in this joint. He was broke for sure.
He was broke.
For sure.
He was broke.
Take your L's like shit.
Yeah, he was like, hold on, what? We lose.
This is a battlefield. Just,
nigga, we just lose.
It's too much. It's too much.
To the brown people?
It's too much. It's too much.
To the brown people.
Germany, where you have failed me? Nigga, not even German. Nigga, makes sense, dog.
I mean, they definitely was losing to the brown people.
Ass too. The Turks are out here tasing their ass.
The crush.
Where was that? We was at. Just, you're so stupid. Hold on, where we get? Oh, yeah. So him and King Von, OJ and King Von is in the same place. And I just OJ and King Von.
I don't know about that one.
And that's why I just had to interject.
We might have to reevaluate
like,
that.
That's crazy. Like. Why do OJ gotta be wherever King Von is?
This is a crazy story, my nigga. OJ ain't never said that.
OJ ain't never admit to none of that.
He ain't admit to that.
None of that.
He said if I would've did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but King Von ain't no...
That's OJ's crazy
story. The killer is... Hold on, Charles. Hear me out. Call me out, D-Boss.
How many pages did he write on that, bro?
Hold on, Charles.
He probably gave a great description of what he would've done.
That being OJ's crazy story.
Hold on, man. In between OJ and King Von... Ain't no water. Ain't no water.
You right.
Vaughn is a nasty man.
He's a great storyteller. I'm going to leave it at that. Rest in peace. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Dead ass. Yeah.
All I'm saying is that cats out here getting clapped up, doing a lot of murders, responsible for a lot of murders. Case in point, Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan is responsible for a lot of death. If I say Ronald Reagan's going to hell publicly, everyone gets upset. Whoa.
Cats don't like Reagan, though.
Yeah, but saying he's going to hell is like, oh,
cool. I mean, if you don't like somebody, probably.
But see, that's the thing. All right, but if I say Hitler's going to hell, ain't nobody. And how many people did Hitler
kill? Like Hitler, bro.
Exactly, but how many? That's what I'm saying. People be heads of states and be causing murder.
Right, and everybody. That's my your job, bro.
That's my point. And we decide when and which
one is good, which one's bad.
Yes, who gets these monikers of evil and that. Bro, you bet Obama was dropping drones on them little kids in Syria's heads every day, bro.
The claim to fame is killing Laden, bro. You're killing a man. You know, you have death on your hands.
This is my whole point, bro.
Yeah, that's a nasty, you know. I got nothing for it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, bro. Like, when you really, and it's not even to moralize and be like, oh, this person is good, this person is bad, or like, these people, we're better than these people, or I'm better. No, it's just like, bro, let's be honest about how we really look at this, at these things, as a like an actual as people who live within a society with other people. Like, let's just be honest a little bit. Because it's a lot of nasty vibes that we are allowing to run amok here. And all I'm saying is that like, I'm just saying, it's getting nasty. what Mook will get here, the Drake will be, the Drake Kendrick will be in
No.
You got
an hour.
Oh, we good?
No, no. If you want to record now,
you always want to record. Yeah, we just have him walk in because he out here probably doing God knows what. Texting Detroit and shit.
I'm going to Detroit.
Nigga, like, stupid as hell. Boy, you're drunk. Drop and give me 50. Really told man to drop and give him 50. Like, why would you say that?
Double on, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had some good wings earlier, man. Yeah. All right. So, you know, I guess we can transition to everyone's favorite beef.
What about Ronald Reagan? What
else? He's responsible for a lot of death, and depending on how you, what side you're on, you'll support it and then critique other people who do virtually the same thing. And then O-Matic made the... O'Matic made the point that that's kind of the job description as heads of state, you know, to be out here causing the death and murder of people. We'll get to our Middle East correspondent. You'll get your time, buddy. Yeah. So Drake and Kendrick, the smaller of the big beef.
It's a lot of beef.
That's what I'm saying, bro. What's beef? That's the episode. What's beef?
What's important?
OJ versus haters. Drake versus Kendrick.
We didn't.
Israel versus Iran. You gotta stop it, bro.
We didn't.
All right. Don't I right, be, buddy. Creole versus black. It's crazy.
Hey, yo.
Nah, bro. Oh, no. All right, so I guess I can transition because Drake is a mulatto, so it works out perfectly.
White boy.
Works out perfectly. All right, so there's this, basically, this lady.
Hold on, Drake black.
Hold on.
I thought we did this already.
Drake black. Because it's going to go into what Charles is about to say.
Yes.
You don't seem too certain.
You don't seem too certain.
Like what?
Me?
I think so.
I hope so. Black man, white mom. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, it's just.
I hope so.
I just don't know.
Like, I just don't.
Bro, I've been in a group chat for at least maybe close to a year now. Actually, ever since I started working at the damn I can't even call it what I want to call it because
leave it alone, bro.
Ever since I started working at the synagogue, bro. Right. When I did, I was like, bro, Drake cannot say the N-word anymore. I said that in the group chat for a very long time.
You did say that.
I said that for a
you
very long time.
You said that in the High Coast group chat.
So I say that to say, I don't know, bro. Is he black?
Thank you.
Bro, like, I just saw him now. Yeah, you know, come over here with that. But yeah, I don't know, bro. I have not a clue.
All right, I'm not answering, but I'm going to continue.
What was the answer? Because apparently...
Me and Charles answered already, but...
What was the answer?
Byron.
So everybody's bamming? Like, no, what?
Majority rules. I'll give you the answer when after Byron answers.
I mean, he's biracial, bro. That's what he is.
I'm sorry.
You niggas. Did this nigga speak black? He sang black.
He tried to convince himself. He ain't white, but he ain't
black. Your man sang black. He was like, you know, he's colored, but you know.
Right. He don't really know what color he is.
He don't really he don't really experience the same things as me, you know. You know, he's black.
Black. You should not be saying the N word, bro.
That nigga B L A Q E.
Hey, what? B A L U Q. What? Oh man,
bro, he shouldn't be saying. All right,
so basically, what happened was this. I know that was art. That's why when you spelled it like that, I said that's crazy.
That's what him is.
Oh my god.
Oh my, people are supposed to catch that. We're not sitting next
everybody,
to each other.
Everybody is catching because you guys are so ridiculous. All right, so there's the Creole. There was a white passing Creole lady. All
right.
Who was on the interwebs fighting for her life.
TikTok could be disgusting.
Basically, she said, like, you know, hey, I'm black. I was raised black. Da da. And you know.
I was raised black. Hold on, what does that mean?
Bro,
it's a little Paige Buckers jam. Like, what?
Like, why are you like?
Wait, what the? All right, so next time you go home, it was nice talking to you today. Let me tell you, I had a great time. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was great seeing you. I miss you a lot. But you need to go home.
That was a great one.
It's time you go home.
Niggas is bad. I just found that out. Hey, that's what I was told.
That's what I was told.
I found out from him. Like, what?
Now, I told you that her stepmother was black.
There we go.
Paige's stepmother black?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Here we go. You know what I'm saying?
Stepmother black. Yeah, stepmother.
I didn't know she had a stepmother.
Here we go. You know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't a part of their race.
Wait,
you know
that don't mean... What did she check when she applies for a job?
I'm sure black.
She ain't applying for shit. I'll
be white. Well, I'm sure one.
I mean, you know.
Mixed. Mixed is crazy.
I had other two.
European.
Mixed is crazy.
I use other two.
It's
not definitely hit the other. Christopher Richardson, come on, huh? Yeah, you don't know what what's hitting you. You don't know what's pulling up. Then you see a nigga in a coupe and you be like, "Whoa,
you are Caucasian." Christopher Richardson is Caucasian on a piece of paper. Just like how James Hughes is called. I am Caucasian as fuck.
The ninth.
Yeah, I am Caucasian.
I mean the eighth.
I'm Caucasian as fuck. Ain't no denying that, man.
I feel like maybe like Christopher Richardson. Yeah, that might be alright. I don't think you can check
other jobs. That might be alright.
No, it's
real. Niggas know what it is.
It's real African.
Niggas know what it is.
It's real.
Niggas know what it is.
It's real.
Hope for the best. You know what I'm saying? Can't deny the resume. You can't deny the resume. Let's list the work here.
His first name Charles.
You know what I'm saying?
His first name Charles. I can say that.
These are some crazy times, man. We're living in some crazy times. That's a fact.
He got the accolades.
Good shit, right? Temple. Oh, all right.
Journalist.
All right. A boy can read some.
ESP.
Oh,
okay.
Hey, he can comprehend some all right. shit. All right. Hold on. All right. Hold on. Dean Samira. Okay.
Pull up with fucking braids. Nigga
yeah.
taking them back.
Hey, bro. You Christopher Richardson pull up with the koofy on.
Braids them grease pants. And no tie shoes.
Sweats.
Like,
crocs.
Right. Sweats for sure.
I'm playing an interview hits, with a Dashiki on.
Marijuana on his set.
Yeah, hey, chill out, bro.
Keep the smiles right.
Chill out, bro. That's Musk.
That's Musk.
Musk
is my cologne.
That's Musk.
They
smell like white dogs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
See.
All right.
Let's get a little racist.
It's a little crazy. Look at
that. Obatic the cabin for white people all week, man.
All week has been crazy.
What do you mean all week?
In multiple groups.
What white have I capped for this week, man? What white? As I said, singular. Like, I don't even know what y'all talking about, man.
You're right, because we haven't decided if Drake is white or not.
I am the one that said he should not be saying the N-word, bro. Like, I didn't get a consensus from the room.
No, hold on. We talked about somebody's mother, and they had a white... Oh, J. Cole. That's who we were talking about. And you were
he apologized. White mom.
I didn't have anything.
Yes, that's why we. That's what we said, and then he was like, what are you talking about? His mom. I was like, brother, your mom's not white. Calm down.
So, wait. Because the rules were black.
No, that's the thing. We're not adhering to that.
It's always black.
That could not
mom.
That is anybody.
If
I mean,
your mama black, you black.
That could be one of y'all. See what I'm saying? Y'all think it's crazy.
You got look.
That's what I'm saying, Shirley. Bro, you gotta make it make sense, bro. Like, you can't just
it's
be out.
Black
I mean, they my cousins and shit, but they ain't They ain't the ones that texted you like, hey, you trying to take this walk with
it be
me?
Niggas with black moms and white dads who be fooling too.
I don't see that too often, bro.
The black mom, white dad.
I can't think of any, so, you know,
we fuck with them, though.
I wouldn't say I'm pro mulatto, right?
You are like, pro mulatto.
I wouldn't say I'm pro mulatto.
Like, I got a clan in my family.
But I definitely point out the mulattoes.
Nah, they got endless kids. The good mulatto. Like, it's like 8, 9 of them.
And that good mulatto usually has black and it's dad like, and white mom. I never see
white dad, black mom.
Yeah, I never see that. I don't know. Those are my cousins. You can't name me one right now that's very
he just
prolific.
Said his. Oh, that's prolific?
I need to know. Like, let me
Paolo Banchero.
Paolo is definitely black mom, white dad.
His dad is Italian. His mom is black.
Not his dad, but she's Paolo.
I'm not getting
My man from Fall Out Boy, his mom is Jamaican. His dad is white.
I give you that.
Pete Wentz. Wurzel.
I give you that.
Slash.
I give you that.
All Diana Ross's kids.
I like that.
Very oldest children too.
Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny fucking Kravitz.
All right. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Zendaya. No, she got the black dad.
Black dad.
She got the black dad. Her dad's black.
You can tell that.
He got dread head.
All right.
You know, it's a few good. Listen.
There's some good niggas out there.
It's some good black moms out there with the white dads.
So they niggas.
The mulattoes are all niggas.
They all niggas.
No, here's my thing about mulatto. If you're a mulatto and you're as light as you are or darker, then you could be black. If they lighter than you, then no.
Why am I the criteria for?
Because I feel as though you and Mook are about the same, but you're a little bit more pale than Mook. Yeah, Mookie's just a little bit more tan than you.
All right, well,
so I feel
and
as
honestly,
though,
bro, I get like Middle Eastern and Arab and all that other shit.
You know that thing on your head, brother. Like they gonna tell you what the fuck.
Your daughter's a little white.
No,
I don't know how she made it that way.
I'm just saying, niggas are saying the G's. Niggas are saying check the G's.
Hell, man. I don't know. Before the Islam, me and Tish was getting that. Y'all Ethiopian at the gas station.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I can see. Not Tish. Tish just give high yellow. That's it. So that's what I'm saying. Like, as long as they're the mulattoes, because, you know, black. You know.
I'm just trying to make sure.
Like, I'm just saying. It's pretty light over there, buddy. But
when I think of mulattoes, I think of our friend. Bro.
Let me get this out.
I really think of our friend, and it's just like,
who?
Our niggas giving him a hard time if he wants to say the N word.
Who? You got
great man Devin.
Oh,
Mouse. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Mouse.
He can get that word off, right?
I think Mouse is just black.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about mulatto.
The killer is Mouse, though. I've known Mouse long enough. Just like, oh, like. This like you actually like your antics are nigga.
That's what Creole Shawty was saying.
Never seen a mulatto and been like, yo, I'm white. Like this.
That's
is my,
true.
I'm
but nah, but Mouse was the first person I met that was like biracial and been like, oh yeah, like my mom's white. Like he admitted that up front. Like
that'd be the thing.
Yeah, like
niggas be lying.
Mouse is like, there's no hiding. Sure.
That'd be the thing that'd be killing
be
me.
Lie,
like there's Europeans afoot. Please.
And Mouse's mom, dead ass European.
Like there are Europeans. Like
you're ashamed.
Like Mouse's parents.
Like, why are you
Mouse's,
ashamed?
Yeah, like, Mouse's why parents. Are you ashamed? Mouse's grandparents are German.
Like, that's
whoa.
Cool.
Shout out, Big G.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, bro, I ain't want to point
perfect
that
time,
out,
but
they were
going crazy over here right now.
They were victims. Oh, the opportunists. Oh, man.
I don't feel
I just feel as though, but yeah, that gets to the whole point that the shorty was saying, like, you know, she was like, I was asked, Book saw the choice. She was like, I was raised as a black. And my thing is that, bro.
Nah, she was wild, man.
We gotta have some cutoffs. Like, it's not even about skin color to me at this point, because you can find some black people with some different shades for sure. Me and Boog was talking about you can find some black people on different continents who are black, but they're, you know, like I can find some Africans who are like
You're shade.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, 100%. You know, like, so it's not about shade, but like, they also got noses. You know, they also got certain things that, like, all right, there we go, buddy. Yeah, chill out. You're one of us. Nah, you know,
you just blew this shit out of me throwing up gang signs.
You know? Oh, yeah, Nigerian gang. Them his people. Yeah, oh God. Not my people. Oh, God, yeah. Stay away.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Those his people. You know,
you ain't there.
You don't know where your lineage is, brother. You ain't there. It's crazy. You have to say. You have to say. Only I. No, I didn't say only I. As someone who stands as surely as the only other black person in here for real, you would not. You would not do that to Shirley.
I was waiting for that. I was really waiting for that.
Only for real is crazy.
But you knew that was coming, though.
My mom and dad.
Like, Charles gave us all shit, and he was just like, all right, but I'm going to get on gang in a second.
Listen. The last time I told you.
I'm going to definitely rep gang in like 3 minutes.
It's two aboriginals in here, buddy.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
It's two aboriginals. Me and Shirley.
My shit say.
I'm not saying niggas not black. Y'all niggas black for sure. I didn't say you wasn't black. But there are two aboriginals
for sure.
From different parts of the
I might be one. You know what I mean?
I don't know, buddy.
Oh God. Fuck you talking.
James,
chill out. I'm telling you what they told me.
James. My name's James.
Alright. Don't even say my name as a rebuttal, please. Christianity is a hell of a thing.
Yeah. But you are James what?
Hey, man.
Yeah, that's true. Like I said.
I mean, if we really want to get into this, I don't even know.
Stop. Don't ruin the allure. Aboriginals.
I would love to ruin the allure, but I ain't going to do
don't
it
do
for
it.
You, buddy.
Aboriginals, you yeah.
Your, you know.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep you black as possible, bro. You right. know, don't lose any of the
I'm
the barriers.
Say, bro, don't fuck up the paperback test for us.
Yeah, come on. Keep it black, bro.
Don't fuck up the paperback test for us.
I'm down there, bro. I should say down there, man. I'm south of the equator, bro.
Yeah.
I'm definitely teetering the terrorism.
See? And these niggas will be black, Shirley. You see what I'm saying, Shirley? You niggas talk about terrorism, I think you talk about down south. I know the South America, they gonna be like, we got black people. Yes, I know y'all got black people. I know. Brazil, a lot of y'all. I get it.
Oh, no, I meant like.
No, I get what you mean. He was talking some different shit.
He wasn't talking about Bahia and all that.
Oh, no. I thought he was talking about his Trinidad folks.
He don't know where Bahia is.
That's what I thought.
Listen. That's like Indians over there, though.
Hey, I'm just telling you.
Hey, let's keep it a bit. Listen, like Indians. I'm talking about like redback, my nigga. Like, you know what I mean?
It's giving mutt.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Goddamn,
right? You see the car
Man,
that we sent earlier.
Your folks from North India, South India. What's up?
Damn, this is getting crazy. It's getting real.
Look at the globe.
Look at the globe real quick. It's crazy.
Look at the globe.
But back to Drake and Kendrick.
Oh, wow.
The mulatto decided.
That's definitely where this shit started.
That's what I'm saying. We went on a 10-minute mulatto rant. Like, if niggas didn't know, they would think we hate. Like, my wife is mulatto too, so please.
Oh, yeah, I'm
like,
right under the motherfucker.
I'm right under the motherfucker.
I can't even get to this beef between Drake.
Why is he equating the determining point? I just want to know that.
This nigga racist too, bro.
I fuck with the equator, bro.
I fuck with the equator.
I be warm, bro. I be warm, bro.
Nah, the one time I went to Mexico.
No, no.
Nah, it's hot as shit.
One time,
bro,
I was talking to this nigga about going on a vacation, and this nigga was like, he was like, anywhere by the equator. I was like, do you know where the equator, like, he was like, yes. So then I was like, all right, and I went on Google, and I was like, these are all.
You have to watch a joint about the Challenger. Tonight, you think you don't know where the equator
is? I was like, these are the 11. These are the 11 countries by the equator. He only wanted to go like two of them. Get fuck out of here. This nigga was not fucking with the equator like that. He liked the idea of the equator. He liked it hot. He thought the equator meant hot.
The sun was right on my neck.
You see what I'm saying?
Let's do that, man. What the fuck you talking about?
Nigga.
But that's only like 7 times of the year, bro.
We going to Trinidad for sure. We in there.
Spain, okay.
Soon. I gotta be in Trinidad, Jamaica, and then
I definitely want to go to Jamaica as an adult.
And then Trinidad, Jamaica, and then either like
can we go to Africa.
Yeah, you saying
Africa's large, man. I think I'm gonna be there in December. I really do. I really do.
We can start in Ghana.
No, it's not even about there. It's just Africa. I don't want. Actually, I want to go to Sudan, low key, but they got a lot of shit going on right now. So, but I would definitely like to. Freedom. I want to go to places like I want to go to like Zimbabwe randomly, because I want to go to a place where
that's where Mufti make from.
Randomly, my cousin from Zimbabwe. Well, her mom's from Zimbabwe. Her dad's Ghanaian. But
don't they share like a safari with Kenya?
Maybe. I don't know too much about Central Africa. Okay. If it's not West, I ain't got too much for it. I'm not gonna hold you. Those are my people.
No, I'm not sure.
Them East Africans, they good people. They're very pretty.
Charles said, I worry about my kingdom alone.
Exactly. North, they kind of racist, kind of Arab, but shout out to them. They still
very much Arab, very French.
No,
there we go.
They still on the,
I ain't wanna say it.
They still on the continent though, so they people. So shout out to them. South. Very white.
Very racist.
You know, Kenyans, like, love country music?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. No, like, since, like, the 1980s. Like, they're, because, you know, cattle's a big thing. Mm-hmm. And once, whatever.
A lot of beef on that.
A lot of them, like Garth Brooks type shit is, like, big in, like, the southern African countries, like, Mozambique, Tanzania, Kenya.
If you listen to some of their music artists, they got
influence from
some of
the countries. Like, this Garth, all that. Like, they be dressing up like.
Don't they got like an
angel jump out? Bro, I seen that shit. So, like, they be trying to mix it in with the, like, the traditional African.
Like, how they got the Black Houston Rodeo jump?
They got their own spin-off with that shit. So, like, niggas be into. Bro, after World War II, David Hasselhoff was apparently, like, one of the biggest celebrities. I forget in which part of Berlin Wall he was in, whatever the part democracy was cool. He was on that side. He was the biggest celeb because that was the only like TV show that would apparently to this day David Hasselhoff was like a German celeb that rivals some of their own. Why? Because America imports everything. So like if you pop it in America,
and didn't even start speaking German until 2000.
And some shit can go from like here to over wherever there is.
We're done with that.
You gonna be popping.
Byron.
Damn. Can we finally get to the Drake beef?
Can we?
All right. Drake finally released a track, Push Ups.
I thought it was leaked.
Leaked, released. It was leaked and then he re-released it with CD quality. So there's that. He took shots at Kendrick, called him short. Said his that's what he did. I mean, here's my thing. People be like, all people do is call Drake soft. So I'm confused at like why the idea of him being short is now like that's not good enough. Most of the time, biggest Drake thing is, except for Pusha T, because Pusha T just told this man go be a father.
Yeah.
Your baby mother's a whore.
Yeah.
Your father didn't marry your mother, which apparently. Isn't true. I don't know about this truth. Once again, that's what I'm saying. Like, funny shit be funny shit, but that should be like, all right, does this actually cut deep? Your father wears Steve Harvey shoes. I don't know. Doesn't really move me. Ha ha, funny. You are hiding.
If you actually go back and look what this nigga pop would be wearing.
Yes, his father be wearing crazy pimp suits. So once again, but you are hiding a child. Yes, yeah. That resonates. You border patrol as you try to clean up the stench on her.
You switch the line and then
those things.
Change the name of the line that you about to drop.
Those things resonate. Your father and like
you don't got an Adidas deal because of Yeezy.
Whether your mother or your father's relationship works out is not the scathing diss.
I think that was more so.
I think
to how you were treating your
baby. No, I get marriage. I get it. Marriage is a. You talk about marriage as a bad thing. Listen, I get it. But once again, people get divorced. So like if Pusha T ever gets divorced now, is this what we're gonna do? Like that's whack. It's just like I leave other people's shit out of other people's shit. That is your wife. So Pusha T was all,
he was like, you brought up my wife, that's why I'm about to do this.
He was all within the means, but as a person who's dissected, I'm allowed to be like, that hits, that doesn't hit. Mm-hmm. Some of that did hit. That personally didn't move me. Yeah, I'm just But so he did.
Do you think Kendrick don't hit harder than?
What did Kendrick
say?
No, Kendrick said Big Three is just me, bum. He said 40 water. That, to me, that was the best thing he said. These niggas got writing some shit that a 40 water, no 40 water pen. I thought that was the best actual Drake like thing that would be disrespectful to Drake.
Like actual stab.
The Big Three is just me. Okay. Doesn't move me. What's a prince to a king? Once again, that was the one line I'm like, what are you trying to get at that? Prince was more musically creative than Michael, that he was more adored, but what are you, because we that these are semantics at this point. Michael Jackson is the standard for pop music. Michael Jackson is the standard for modern day pop music. Yeah. 1980s, when we're talking entertainer, performer,
as a solo artist,
solo entertainer, Michael Jackson is the standard for global pop music. Maybe the Beatles, maybe this person, that person.
I was gonna say New Edition.
Whatever you wanna put. I'll let people argue what they wanna. But right? As a
40 years, Michael Jackson was the guy.
But that's a solo artist.
For as a standard for pop music, it's Michael Jackson.
I thought he was just saying that, you know, in the literal sense, Prince lasted longer.
Once again, how does that hit?
Cause it's just like, all right, nigga, like, cool, you did your
they
shit.
They both died over some fucked up. It's not like Prince just had a natural cause of death or something last time I checked. Or let me remember correctly, Prince died off some funny shit, right? Just like Michael Jackson died off some funny shit. What are we talking about? Niggas acting like Prince was sleeping in his bed and passed. No, he died because of some funny shit. Mike died because of some funny shit. What are we talking about? Once again, if you think it hits, I'm not trying to sit up here and argue. But for me, Prince outlived Mike Jackson is just a fact. It's a fact of life. Yes, Prince was here on this earth longer than Michael Jackson. Yeah, now tell me what that means as a diss to you and your situation, because you think once again, it's one of those things where, like, if we're being real, you think that nigga Mike Jack. Yeah. That says more about how you feel about him than anything.
But Prince is more respected than
Once again, I hear people say this, and I think that's something people like to hype.
That's something people think.
I know plenty of people who are like, Michael Jackson is why I do music.
And bro, they both on the same level to me.
That's what I'm saying.
They on the same stratosphere to me.
That's all I'm saying.
Ain't nobody touching them two niggas.
Yeah, that's
bro.
What I'm saying.
Like, ain't no, and that's, they did it both differently.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, one nigga did it with a record label.
Literally, you're making to me, Kendrick Lamar is making a point. You're saying, oh, I respect who you are and what you do.
But I'm that nigga and what I do in that lane.
And as you should, that's what we do.
And I honestly feel like put him in that sentence because people wrote Michael Jackson.
Here's my thing. My thing is that the funniest thing is I keep listening back to the Drake joint. And I keep listening.
Prince wrote his music.
I keep listening back to the Drake joint.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yes, he
was not a collaborator in the sense that Michael was.
But when it came to Mike Jackson, it's like, hey, you good on that side? Like, you got Quentin Miller and all that shit. I got me, my nigga. Like, I can actually mix a track if I need to.
I'm sure he feels that way. I've been listening to Drake. My funniest thing is he was like, I do not care what Cole said. That's my favorite shit because it brings it all full circle in that.
I ain't listening to Kendrick. Drake
and Cole are friends. Cole and Kendrick are friends. And that is the issue here. Because when your friends are somewhat actually like beefing and you're the middle link, you either gotta pick a side or not say anything.
He ain't about to say shit.
And the thing is, on
Drake gonna say
something. On First Shooter, J. Cole thought he did what he did, where he didn't pick a side, but he didn't diss anybody. Where he said, I'm the best, and look at the Big Three. And Drake was like, cool. You think you're the best, and there's a Big Three? I love that. Let's keep it pushing.
But who's the Big Three?
J. Cole said it. Is it K. Dot? Is it Aubrey? Is it me? So he said it on first. And Kendrick was like, nah, fuck that. Ain't no Big Three. It's just me. Okay, fine. And then Drake was like, hold on, bro. Like, it wasn't, I wasn't even doing all that. I wasn't even, I was, it was all good. I thought, I don't really care.
You're really informing me because I never listened to this track.
Yeah, the first person, listen, that's how this all started, because I think enough people gassed the first person shooter as a
actual. I thought this shit started with the control version.
Well, I mean, this has been a cold war for, like, according to Drake, this did not just start with the like that. That did not just start the beef, according to Drake. He, this shit been brewing. And they've been taking, Drake took a shot on him on 100. He took a shot on the joint with Future and Juicy J, the shit remix. I brought my tour to your city. I'm your son there. You my son there.
Okay.
Like, he's been taking shots at the guy. Kendrick Lamar been taking shots at him. Since Control dropped, nothing was the same. Since a soft ass rapper, da da da, like, put it in his pajama. They've been dissing each other, taking whack ass subs.
Version of, like, Jay-Z and Nas.
And then what happened? Jay-Z and Nas eventually had to put each other's names on it and then go to back to back.
Now, Takeover or either?
Ooh, Takeover for me, but I've learned that I'm in the minority. Yeah, nah. That was the second disc. Okay. Super ugly.
Okay. I'm about to say, leaving a condom on a motherfucking car seat is jack crazy, cause, like, that's some shit I might have to shoot through.
Yes.
Like, my baby mother not even involved in this anymore, like.
His mom told him to chill out?
Nas' mother?
Jay-Z's mom told Jay-Z, after Super Ugly, to stop that shit.
And the fact that he came out about his mother's sexuality 20 years later is kind of crazy, too. But we're going to leave that way it is. Hey, Omatic, edit this out when you listen to it.
If you want to hear the Drake this, give you some reference. This might be the original.
Like, you follow him on Instagram, like, If you see him post something and you want it, DM him.
He's gonna see the invoice. That's all you wanna do. Just fill that invoice. You be good.
Maybe this
nigga
drunk. He's from
that 50. I mean, me and him personally, I just be texting him. I just be like, how much you want for that? And he be like, all right, bet. Because the hoodie I'm about to get, I was like, hey, dude, like, needs that. Because it's about to be hoodie and short weather.
That's my favorite part of this shit. I do not care what Cole said. That dot shit was weak as fuck. It's just like, cause you know him and J. Cole listened to that shit together at some point.
He took that shit off.
And then he had to tell J. Cole, like,
he took it off.
I know.
He took it off. My bad, Cole.
I'm fucking with you, Cole.
I don't care what. I do not what Cole shit said. That dot shit was weak as fuck. Like, damn, like, I thought y'all Mulattoes was in it together. Like, nah. Drake said, fuck it. And honestly, I feel it.
Apologize,
bro. Yeah, nah. That was weak. Yeah, we gonna get to Cole in a hot second. Oh, we good?
Yeah, last 30.
So we gonna wrap this up. But no, ultimately, yeah, I'm not mad at this part of the saga. I think many people are dick riders on both sides. No funny shit. Like, you got niggas being like, he said split, then split your pants. Oh my God. Like, yes, when you, like, that's a, like, I don't know if you guys know, but when you put together, like, metaphors and similes, they gotta connect to something. So, what is something that splits that, you know, is a reference that many people get? Pants. Like, that's kind of how that works, but that's neither here nor there. I want to see what Kendrick got in store, man. Like, I think Kendrick is a different type of rapper. I don't think he's necessarily a better rapper than Drake. I think him, J. Cole, and Drake all can make an argument for being the best. Legitimately, I think they all do something within making music or rapping that would garner them number one status. But I definitely think, like, this is a formidable type of challenge for him, because he can't sub his way through this. You know, he gotta actually say something about Drake now.
I'm not saying Kendrick or Drake.
Drake done said his name. He done said his name. Like, he said that dot shit was weak as fuck. Like, he told you, like, bro, I don't care what Cole said. Like, because Cole went on, the apology was, Cole was like, oh, you know, Kendrick is, you know, he's cool, you know, oh, you know, he's making great music. No, Jake said, no, that shit is weak as fuck.
Cole said he couldn't sleep.
Because, and you know why it was crazy? Because
I know you had white mom.
The biggest diss in Cole's thing was that, like, your discography isn't that tough. That niggas hyped the music.
He was lying, bro. Like, he said it after that. He was like, oh, I didn't.
But that's my point. Like, that's, bro, why the Drake shit is hilarious. I do not care what Cole shit. That dot shit is weak as fuck. Bro. Like, that's crazy. Funny as fuck. That, like, yo, whoever is, like,
he was listening to them albums together, my
bro,
nigga.
Like,
and I know for a fact that you told me
he was weak
that shit was weak as a fuck.
That's why you made them.
And low key, now that Charles said that, that's like me saying, I apologize for what I said about your album and all that shit. And Charles would be like, Mook, get the fuck out of here. Because you know for a fact, you ain't even listen to that shit.
You ain't listen to that nigga shit.
And you ain't even listen to that nigga album, bro. Like, I tried to play for you in the car while we was going out, and you said, hey, Charles, turn this shit off.
It's a lot of revisionist history as far as...
And you felt that because that's actually some shit that actually went.
It's a lot of revisionist history about...
You told me to turn the fucking Kendrick off in Vegas, bro.
No. It's a lot of revisionist shit about how people... About how people feel. No, bro. And let me tell you why. When To Pimp a Butterfly first dropped, so many niggas was off. This is Hotepy ass rap. This nigga Kendrick, this ain't da 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 da. a lot of niggas felt very strongly about that album and what it was or what it wasn't. And niggas a decade later, because, you know, everybody wants to be black now, and black is beautiful. Now nobody disliked it. No one ever disliked that album, and no one ever thought.
So who's everybody, though?
I'm talking about general hip-hop public fans. Like, general hip-hop fans. There was I would argue, a half and half, like, oh, this is the greatest album. This is a revolutionary, you know, da-da-da, Obama-type-ass album. And then there were the, turn this whack-ass jazz music-ass type shit off. That it was a very, I wouldn't say, you know, 50-50 because I don't know enough people. But it was a strong divide. It wasn't like...
I agree with the 50-50 because I was on the other side of, this is a fucking amazing
exactly. Fucking album. And I'm sure you had up. So many people...
And niggas just like, nah, this shit's whack, bro. Like, this
and that's all I'm saying, like... Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. 10 years later, it's so many people being like...
It's just like, you should've...
That didn't put me to bed. When that's not the case, bro, I remember... Your man, French Montana, was going, he did a Breakfast Club interview like, Kendrick Lamar be making that music like nobody trying to hear it. Like, that's what niggas were saying. This was not, this wasn't a one-off, and that's my issue with how people just talk about all of this. Kendrick Lamar has, his fame and his sort of stature has grown so much since then. That people aren't being honest about what they may have thought back then. What you think about Kendrick Lamar now, I'm not, ain't nobody arguing the Pulitzer and all that. But in 2013, 14, whenever that shit dropped, 15 when that dropped,
maybe 16.
Oh, yeah, because it was at the end of Obama. Yeah. In 15, 6, when that dropped, it was not, oh, this is the greatest. Like, no. So, and that's what I'm saying. Oh.
I love that album.
It's good. Wesley's Theory. There's a lot of good songs on that joint. That is still. And I think the one thing about Kendrick, I think, is different. And even Drake and Cole, they make albums like they from beginning to end. Kendrick and Cole probably do it better than Drake, but it seems like there's very much so conscious themes as to what the music is trying to be made or how they're trying to make the music. Like, there's a thought process behind from track one to end and how it's supposed to flow,
right.
What's supposed to come in and out. Like, Kendrick just has a far deeper and clearer message than Drake. But Drake's interludes and shit be purposeful for getting you in and out of songs, putting you in, like,
A Drake interlude does way more for me than, like, a three-track run on a Kendrick album.
But Kendrick doesn't like the Mr. Morale joint.
Them three tracks on the Kendrick album.
He had a very specific.
Saying that's his worst joint. I'm just like, this shit is.
That's his worst joint.
That's the shit Boog actually listened to.
I'm gonna say that's the only album I actually listened to.
That's what they're saying.
Listen, and that's my point, people.
That's literally what they're saying.
That's my point.
And that shit is fire too, bro.
That shit go crazy.
Bro. That's kind of like to his point of how niggas was just talking about, like, bro, like in 2016, niggas was like, yo, To Pimp a Butterfly is amazing.
I
feel like niggas gonna look at Mr. Morale like if the I'm same not, 10
if I'm
years
not mistaken,
later,
didn't I give like, To Pimp a Butterfly's credit?
It's not about you. We just talking about
no, I'm just talking about like right here, right now, though. Like, I don't know. I'm not a Kendrick fan.
That was a good
once again, I feel as though it's one of those things that as time went, more people were like,
just
oh,
give it some time,
it's so good. Oh, it's so this. It's
I was
so that.
Day one.
Oh, and at the moment, I'm old enough to be like, I was there.
Yeah.
I was there. That was not when it first dropped. It wasn't this over.
Did not fuck with that.
It was not this overwhelming.
I was locked in.
It was literally, oh, y'all like this because white people like this.
Hey, I was locked in.
That was a lot of people's.
I remember this shit.
Y'all like this because white people like this. That was a lot of the sentiments of this is not. Why? Because trap music was going crazy and niggas was like, this don't sound like
that. Was the Metro and Mike Will first run.
That's what niggas was like. He don't got no booming beats like that on here.
I didn't want to hear that at that time.
So niggas can sit up here and lie in 2024 and be like, we always thought it was great.
If you're reading this, it's too late. This came as well.
We always.
You're getting heavy drums.
It was always.
What a time to be alive.
It was always.
Future was on his first three tracks. That's what I'm saying. First three albums.
Kendrick was always not the alternative, but the conscience. Yeah. Him and Cole were always, hey, we're mainstream, but we're not like them. So to sit up here and now and be like, but he never was as big as them. That's the whole point.
And then that was his second album, you know? Like, everybody was off the Section 80 joke.
Yeah, exactly.
He just dropped this. And
that was Section 80 was Good Kid, M.A.A.D. City.
Oh, that joke. Yeah,
that was the one that, oh my goodness, this is
great. But then we haven't heard from you in a long time. And then, boom, you dropped this. In the midst of everybody doing your trap drums and all that.
Yeah.
So it was like, no.
At the end of Obama. It was a lot of shit going on that kind of converged to make it what it was.
And I still do.
But like I said, I'm waiting for him to respond. I think this will be the one time.
Respond sooner or later. Here's my thing about this whole dish shit. I was in a deep, yet again, rabbit hole of YouTube. Them niggas been dissing each other for...
Yeah, over a decade at this point. Weren't you just hear what we said on that?
Yes, but it never happens like this is the. I think this is the first time it's ever happened like this close to each other, right? Like
maybe 2 weeks. They
reply. Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah, like that came out, and then here we this go. Came out. You know, okay,
like we've never seen this beef have like a 2 week interval.
Well,
so I don't think me personally, as a guy that you know, I'm a fan of both.
Yeah.
I don't think Kendrick's about to drop some shit like tomorrow, next week, or anything of that nature. I can't see it.
Whatever.
I don't see it happening that fast, bro.
I think so. I think my thing with Kendrick is that, at least in my opinion, is
it'll be forced for him, bro.
Well, the thing about Kendrick is that it'll be forced. Whether people will admit it, and I'll be the one. A lot of this idea of Kendrick the boogeyman is fans. There's nothing in actual theory. In practice, that gives anybody proof to say that this is what's going to happen. You can't tell me the time that...
Any scare.
You can't tell me the time that...
This is Pusher, mate.
Kendrick was like, he came up against somebody and said something about them and then they never came back to the... You find me the person. You find me the rapper that Kendrick sunned and after he sunned...
I gave that to you.
Can you give it to you? And after he signed, it was over. Like I just don't see that. Someone has to show me the history. Someone has to show me.
There's no history. There's literally only been him allegedly always just shooting at Drake. Allegedly Drake is not shooting back, but them niggas.
But Drake been shooting back. Yeah, listen, I can play the tracks where Drake is subbing him. And nobody goes ugu gaga, but when Kendrick does it, everyone's like, "Well, you see the boogie." Kendrick is coming, Candyman.
I also think Drake drops a lot of music versus Kendrick not dropping that much music. And I feel like that's what it comes down to.
I get all that.
Like we barely hear him.
But it's like the J. Cole thing. J. Cole literally don't do nothing but say, I'm the best, and then beef with like little kids and girls. Deadass, Lil Pump and No Name. That's his like hip hop, like, yo, I attack
No Name.
I attack them like via verbiage that you could put on. Like you could be like, hey, this was, and you know, he got little barbs with other people, but he don't ever, it's never like
Charles, I love how you said little bars with other
people. Yeah, he got little quips. Yeah, he says little shit. But it's never like, oh,
little tizzies.
We can dissect. We, like you said, for a decade we've known that Drake and Kendrick been beefing with each other or sending subliminals at each other. We've known it. Whether they go on interviews after and admit that they were talking about each other or not, we're not stupid. When you say nothing was the same since Control drop, and a dude's album was nothing was the same.
They say he dropped that shit. Somebody dropped some shit on that nigga birthday as well. Like I was on a crazy
like,
rabbit
bro,
hole.
Like bro,
on a crazy rabbit
like when
hole.
Drake went does the song with does 100. In L.A. with bro. The game.
Hey.
In the hood, just like hanging out.
None of that shit.
Call me to
set you up. Hey. Call me to come and wet
You like we listen. We listen. They, such a crazy. Yeah. They've all been doing it
for and, decades.
And sometimes niggas get dick hard for one, and sometimes niggas get their dick hard for others.
Here's my thing though, bro. Like this all is happening. No, like niggas have never responded in the 2 week radius, bro. So I don't think Kendrick's about to respond.
But my thing is that before like that, it was at this like that was more than a sub to me. He put. You can't talk about. There's no way you can talk about writing music with Drake, with writing music 40 Water and not be talking about, say 40 writing music.
That beat selection 40, was on purpose for.
Let me say this correctly. That beat selection there's no was on way you can say the name. Too. You can say 40 talk about someone not writing music or music.
Like everything or, was or dissected
music,
perfectly.
Or music
bro.
Writing and not be talking about Drake. So to me, these were past subs, and then you Make can't say. You can't say fuck the big three. It's just me, bum,
bum, nigga, bum.
Your best shit is a light pack,
nigga, bum.
Prince outlived Mike Jack when the nigga last bum. The last two or three songs Drake has been, nigga, beat it. Niggas talking when they'll see this again.
And when did that album drop?
Last, dude, that was on the last album, right?
But when?
2023, right?
And what year is it? 2024. And we're just not. This is what I'm saying.
But just,
I don't think
but,
we're getting a response anytime soon.
But here's the thing.
That's all I'm getting at.
When Drake did the joint with, the baby came and Hillbillies, when they, that's your girl. What is in that in direct response to? The Drake and Savage, 21 Savage. So once again, like, yes, you might be right. We might not get it.
It's not happening.
We might not get a single, but the next. When did Mr. Morale drop?
That was
2022, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if, because Kendrick got a new label, da da, all this shit, that if there isn't some sort of album dropping, and every time he do these little drops, because like the heart part, whatever, 1 through 5, normally don't ever come on albums. They come before. And that's on, and I think the heart part 5 is the last one where there's another Drake.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if we get one of those again and lead to the album at the end of the year, or maybe in a couple months that leads to an album in next year.
Jesus.
Because the album ain't come out and he ain't put an album in 2 years.
So what does that mean?
What it means is that
Drake
I
won.
No, that's the thing about that's not how beef works. That's I mean, not how shit. Rap you don't win just because the person ain't respond yet. Kendrick Lamar got as much time as he want. This ain't, listen, the internet don't dictate. When, he ain't on a 24 hour so or a 14
time,
day
the last time
return.
Drake, the last time Drake had the beef, obviously Meek. Meek put out some
No, Pusha.
Oh, the Pusha jump?
Yeah. And he responded. Yeah, yeah. He did Doopy freestyle. See, that's the thing. My Doopy thing about cool. Drake is going to spar. Whether you believe he wins or not is up for debate, but he will spar. We got Doopy freestyle and we got Story.
Jump,
yes, I literally jump, just
bro.
Said today of yeah. all the things that Drake has done, Pusha's the only person. If it wasn't for Pusha, Drake is out here being like Floyd. I'm 50-0, but Pusha gave him his L, and unless he wants to one day release the secret track that will destroy families,
it's clip.
Unless that's going to happen,
it's clip.
He gotta take his L and hold his L, but it's okay. Not everybody goes undefeated. Sometimes you gotta take L's. It's okay. But
perfect is for love.
He fought Doopy freestyle. There's you can't say Drake didn't fight. He fought. Whether you believe it, there's people who will tell you Doopy freestyle is better. That's fine. I'm not about to sit up here and argue with you. I don't think so.
You know what I think the issue was with that? I just think it didn't overall sound good.
But that's the thing about Drake. Drake is a hit maker. So,
and it just didn't sound like, okay, Drake is a hit maker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is this diss that he just dropped, is that a hit?
It's much or more it it's much good? More in the line than a hit. Like
I
can hear that
good.
Out inside out
I mean, as
outside.
We, as we said, like niggas was playing in the club last night.
Niggas said they were at a comedy show and the DJ dropped it.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I bet I heard that jump. Me and Tunji was out somewhere and I was like, hey bud, they bought it. I was like, money on they playing the Kendrick verse. And they started with the Kendrick verse. Like, they didn't even start with the Future verse. They went straight to the...
But...
You ain't playing a Duppy freestyle out.
And oh, no.
But that's what I'm saying.
But I'm just talking about, like, diss tracks in the club. I'm
but
like...
I've been playing back to back. That's the whole...
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the whole point
but
about
saying,
Drake.
Like,
Drake made... The, hit him up. There's... There are guys.
I say hit him up, Jack, like started it, Charles.
Drake and Tupac are in the same vein in that they make hits. They might not be the best.
Fuck your bitch and the click you claim.
They might not be the better rapper of whoever they're going against, but they make hits. And if your diss is a hit.
And I think that's why the W don't ain't hit like that.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't a hit.
So that's why I was just like, all right.
It wasn't, and that's why.
But niggas are telling me, yo, if you listen to what he said,
that's my point.
He really got his ass, but it's like, no,
that's my point. For Drake, that shit don't matter. That's the whole point. That's why
niggas resurface that, yo. And I'm looking at the bars. I was like,
bro, Drake said a lot.
Kind of went crazy,
bro. Here's the thing.
I don't even remember.
Here's my thing about rap beef. I don't know none of these niggas, so I don't care. They're all lying. All of it is lies to me. So when niggas be like, the only thing about the pusher shit is the blackface. To be honest, it's the blackface because there's no way you can live that down.
It was more so like how he formulated the bars in the jump for me though.
It was calculated.
Yeah, once again, Pusha T is really good. Like
calculated.
Because think about the sequence how he did it.
I think my favorite.
He started with the blackface.
I think my old favorite part was that when he told your hair wouldn't.
Then I went to the other gym.
When he said your hair wouldn't nap enough, literally this nigga Drake was like, I'm getting cornrows after that. And you know what? Niggas keep talking about the be a good father thing. And I'm like, okay.
He made this nigga change his own style.
This nigga said, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing the Jufro no more. This nigga said, I'm getting braids. This nigga said, push it.
This nigga did lock you with braids, bro.
As soon as Pusha said, Pusha said, your shit wouldn't nap enough. Your man said, no. Yo. You are black. I'm black.
Hey, yo, he definitely said, I'm black, bro.
Niggas keep talking about this. See, that's how I know niggas don't really listen to the music. The dad part is like, all right, whether he made him become a father, like that's internet like conjecture because like Drake could lie for the rest of his life and be like, I did know, I didn't know. This is like, I know plenty of niggas who weren't sure if a baby was theirs or not and had to like. So I'm not even about to listen. If it's funny, haha, we'll all laugh together. I'm with the laugh. But the truth is, that nigga went and got braids for sure after story of, listen, he said, no. My shit locks up, buddy. But I got braids.
I'm black.
So that's all I'm saying. Like, that's the shit to me that was surgical summer, to push his point. Like, that's the shit that, like, yo, the baby and the, like, that's gossip. That's rumors. The hair shit, that's Drake's person. That's how Drake feels about himself. Like he was like, yo, you didn't feel black enough. Like Pusha T talking about, that's why you think Rick Ross said the thing about his nose? Cause that's the whole thing. The whole thing about Drake now is you gotta try to get at him being how he sees himself. That Drake is insecure about the person he is. Because y'all niggas don't got more money than him. You don't have more hits than him. Even when it comes to rapping, in this very subjective art form, he does a pretty good job at it. So you can't just be like, you suck at it. He's not bad at it. He's pretty decent at it.
Pretty superb, actually.
Even niggas who don't like him be knowing his songs.
The nigga's great.
You know, like, it is what it is. Like, so you know you can't beat him right there.
But I ain't gonna hate on that, though.
Niggas say this all the time. I don't like Drake that, but listen. We walked into the spot the other night.
I was saying this.
Crew Love. Bro, they niggas be talking about this Drake shit don't got no replay value. I'm like, nigga, they be playing songs from Take Care. Time. Nothing Was the Same. Thank Me Later all the time.
I'm so proud of you.
Listen. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
I'm all listening.
Hey, deep cut, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Niggas be
singing Drake deep cuts from 12 years ago.
That's on the hit,
this
bro.
Is just the facts.
I ain't listening to niggas, on a minute. That, niggas just, who that do, real lie was off the domeski. Like,
niggas who do not like Drake. Literally, we walked in the joint and I seen two shawty singing their heart out to Crew Love.
Honestly, that was the last memory that I got from Friday night.
Singing their heart out to Crew Love.
And I was like, damn, they like this song.
I was like, damn. I was like, bro, I thought to myself, I haven't heard Crew Love in a while.
It's so long.
I haven't heard Crew.
They don't even like each other no more, man.
It's crazy. It is what it is.
Dissing each other.
From small war beef to big war beef. Crazy. Iran, Israel getting in. Our Middle Eastern correspondent, give us a quick update.
All right. So, Israel, the occupying state known as Israel anyway. Arms over
Baghdad. Yeah. Wrong country, but okay.
Yeah,
that's
a little crazy.
Iraq, Iran. I'm just saying. I get what you're saying. Baghdad just isn't. has nothing to do with any. I'm just saying.
I'm just singing a song, dog. I'm just singing
the
song.
Right, first it was so, bombs. That was just I'm right, singing
so,
a song.
Fucking song. If you haven't been keeping up, Israel has bombed or killed and assassinated 2 to 5 Iranian. High-elected officials in the last probably 2 to 3 months. So if you don't know about that, then that's why Iran launched a major attack that they did.
And an attack on their consulate last week.
In Syria. But it was something before that as well. They actually killed. They had something to do with the direct assassination.
Yeah, that was under Trump, though. I'm more than positive.
No, it was somewhere after that, too. Though.
That's why the 2 to 5.
It was in between. But you're talking about...
they're killing military Iranian leaders.
There we go. And so they're killing, and America is involved in this or whatever. And Iran has honestly thrown their hands up at it. Like they haven't done anything. They could have been done a military attack, but at the same time, it's just like none of these. A lot of Islamic nations have not stepped up and on the side of Palestine, and Iran is just like, hey, bro, like we slide, bro. Like Yemen. And Iran, also 2 countries that have gone through sanctions and their own famine and wars and everything that's gone on in between their countries and things like that. Also been coups, thanks to the CIA and things. We talked about Ronald Reagan earlier. What they talked about, I wasn't here for that. I went to go take a pee-pee. But, yeah, Ronald Reagan was a part of that, so I got you. And, yeah, we got all of that planned out now in today's time. So, with everything going on now, we got Iran sliding. Saudi Arabia is actually having to go to the tables and actually think about where they stand in the Arab nations and Islamic nations side of things. So, they're going to actually make real business decisions. Whether it's Brinks going to work or they're going to stay with the United States and continue to trade oil in the U.S. dollar. That's going to be big in the next... I would say probably 2 to 3 years, inshallah to Allah. And Iran is not backing down. Yemen is not backing down. You'll see Turkey. Turkey is going to be a big factor in the next 6 to 8 months, maybe 6 to 12 months. And so is a couple of Arab nations, you know what I'm saying? But if you honestly want to keep up with it, follow me at Hazy Musa on anything, you know what I'm saying? I definitely retweet. Share all that type stuff on that thing there. So, and I might take a break from the Hazy Moose and just get back to the High Closer podcast and Hazy Thoughts naturally because someone else runs the High Closer page. But let me start sharing stuff on Hazy Thoughts so that everybody can be well versed in the political sphere because it's definitely going to play a part in this year's election process because the Democrats are going to try to make up for everything that they missed out on in the last, what, Charles 3 years?
Who?
Joe Biden and everything he had missed out on with the Arabs and all that shit that he had going on. Votes he's going to try to win with all the immigrants and all that, I got you. Immigrants and all that being bussed in from the border. So they're going to try to win a lot of votes and a lot of things they're going to try to get situated in the next, what's that, April, what?
6 months? 7 months.
April 14th, yeah, that is 6 months. So, you know what I'm saying? If you want to pay attention to anything political, Hazy Musa or High Codes or Hazy Thoughts the podcast, I lied. Hazy Thoughts or High Codes the podcast. And you can follow us on any of those things. I will send things over to whoever runs the High Codes page. He'll post those. Hazy Thoughts have to be posted what it is. If you follow Hazy Musa, then of course you follow anything Allah driven. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and guard us and keep us steadfast on the deen. Ameen. And that's all I got for y'all as the Middle Eastern correspondent. But if you're not screaming Free Palestine, fuck you.
And that's what it is. Because I was told I was out here scrimping at white people on Friday night while I was very intoxicated, drunk as shit, do not remember. But I probably thought they were some Yahoos, though. Saw some features. And I'm just like, Yahoo, Yahoo. And just kept it going. So, you know what I'm saying? Stuff the law, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I don't even know what Yahoo means.
It means Jew. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me.
That was crazy.
Yeah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I would never say such a thing. I love my Jewish folks.
I love y'all too. But some of y'all are Zionists, and I don't rock with Zionism. So if you are a Jew and a Zionist, for sure, show. If you are not, you know what I'm saying?
A Jew and a Zionist. That's crazy.
No, for sure. If you a Jew, you a Jew. But if you a Zionist on top of the Judaism, then that's crazy.
Fuck,
especially on top of America, because
you fuck with Jews?
Yeah, they pay me.
I mean, the biggest...
You're not helping at all.
I mean, the largest percentage of Zionism
you're not
in
helping their brand at all.
They pay you?
They definitely pay Charles. They definitely pay Charles.
Hey, just know we 3 for 3, baby! Because they pay me!
I'm not dabbing anybody else. I just think that is a...
Am I wrong?
No, I'm just saying, like, there's a stereotype. You're not helping. That's all I'm saying. You're not helping. That's all I'm saying. Like,
back your Jews, buddy. Back your Jews.
We talking about Zionism versus Judaism. There's a difference.
Back your Jews, buddy.
There we go.
I'm glad someone else sees that. Like, how?
I had to make it clear for Charles because it's just like, bro,
we're talking about Zionism versus Judaism.
I don't want to.
Let's just keep it a bean.
Ride for your Jews.
You know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with the Jews, though.
I'm about to be Jewish, man. Fuck it.
Nah, Charles, you don't got it.
That's crazy. I don't have it in me. It's crazy.
I can snap your rabbit.
Yeah, I'm about to see.
So be it.
Let's see what Mike B got to say about this.
We want to do drop some stills on the phone again to see how this works. That's how we did it.
Yeah, send that.
Send that. Let's go cinematic mode.
Ooh. I have a crazy bar to say. I'm not even going to say it.
Yo, first jump after the holy month, solo, dig. Got the good brothers in here. We talked about everything from the good brothers to the Yahoos and them. And shout out OJ, rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? You're innocent until proven guilty.
He my nigga dead.
And Charles, what else we talk about?
Creoles.
About, oh, we went to level of beefs too, didn't we? Level of beefs, levels of racism.
Drake and Kendrick. Maybe even some Kendrick. I mean, some Cole.
That nigga apologized. We ain't talking about him. We ain't got time
for unfortunately.
Pussy. Yeah, we don't got time for pussy activities. Whoa. Whoa. White mom. But, continue. We just gonna stop it here. Cut that shit, sure.
Love your Jews. Love
your Jews. What? How do we get here?
Love
what?
Your Jews.
White mom.
Alright.
Uno Mas. Uno Mas is crazy. I feel
he
that.
He started it.
Maybe.
You definitely started the Uno Mas, Charles.
No, not me. Yo. What?
Amongst us?
Oh, Stephen, I'm sorry. Uno Mas and then amongst us threw me. But okay. I'm
the
sorry.
Uno Mas amongst us, you ain't started?
Nah, not me. Probably this nigga.
Not at all.
I'm about to say, he don't need to
speak.
I'm taking the
dance.
One.
I'm about
to say.
Two.
One of the two aboriginals.
I respect that. Listen, beef is on the menu. The aboriginals versus the blacks.
Asa.
OJ versus the state. Drake versus Kendrick. Israel versus Iran. Creole versus Black. A lot of V versus V.
Equator vibes. Equator vibes. That's a game.
Love yourself and the skin you
what
are.
What are you doing?
I don't know, bro.
Love yourself and the skin you are.
Trying to, you know, put my skin tone as the barometer for like things. So, you know.
Son,
this is what you should measure yourself as. Mulattoes. If you're lighter than me,
at one point in the pod,
if you're lighter than me, you're white.
Bro,
if you're darker than me, you're black.
At one point in the pod, I was the light skin standard.
I was looking.
Now you're the light skin standard.
They said you had a tan. They said you had a tan, and they said, "Look at me."
Shout out to Allah.
Can you go sit next to him so we can actually grade?
All right. Bad.
Can you zoom in, Shirley?
You're not dark enough.
Anyway, again, if you lighter than me, you white.
There are Europeans of foot.
If you lighter than me, you white. If you're darker than me,
potato famine ass niggas.
You can't say the N word. If you ain't darker than me, you can't say the N word.
There are Europeans.
I'm gonna say that. Just know, I ain't know there was that much of a difference.
Yeah, it don't look like that from over
it
here.
It did. And then I put my hand next to yours, I'm like, dang.
I didn't even see it for real.
We're Aboriginals. We're Aboriginals.
Oh, God.
Shout out to Allah, cuz. He looked out for a dick.
I've been to the motherland. I don't know about.
What do you mean, Kansas?
way too long, nigga. I never remember saying you went to Africa.
I was like, what?
Niggas,
I was gonna go southeast, but I would have better for you, so I was gonna give you somewhere exotic.
South Carolina. Charleston got palm trees, nigga.
I'll be there soon. July. Fucking family reunion.
In South Carolina? That's all right. Or Kansas.
No, I'm in South Carolina.
Make sure you take pictures of the darker folks.
Niggas is racist. The fuck, bro? I'm about to leave.
I'm a darker person. I made it, nigga. I
made it. I got lightest in the room.
It ain't me.